Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
I've just got out of my scrubs. Get out of that dirty. Yeah, that I've been working all day, giving those rub downs, giving those sponge baths.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Love make it saucy last night. Good evening. God, what was Tuesday night?
That was hot stuff with Catherine, wasn't it?
Oh, it was
that
good.
Naughty. That she was doing some naughty nurse stuff in a new segment called Make It Saucy.
Yeah, well, we'll see the return of that, I reckon, pretty soon, next week. Probs. Ollie, we have questions. That's what we do on this show.
Yeah, we do. What do we got tonight, Tom?
Do you want me to do this before you get into something?
All
right, cool. Well, we'll ask, were you at Woodstock? Now, I know it's going to be a bit of a long shot, but if someone was at Woodstock, we want to hear from you, as well as this end-of-year party that we're going to be doing. I should say, end-of-year party. But of course, thank you to CoinSpot for coming on board. $2,500 to invest in cryptocurrencies. We're going to need your investment advice tonight.
That's right. It's time to start thinking about that stuff, Tom. Get serious. Get your party organised. That's what I say. Quick life update.
Yep.
Bit of regrowth happening for me on the backside.
We don't need the quick life update.
Well, don't you? I thought you wanted to hear what was... It's annoying. It is annoying me already.
For those of you that aren't aware, Ollie got his behind waxed.
But on the positive side, I have been rewarding myself with some indulgent food recently. This is our first question tonight.
Okay.
And you can answer this right now. 133353. How long did you eat the same thing for?
Like in a row.
Like a streak. We did it last year, this question. And man, people have their habits and it can be crazy.
Well, let me tell you this. Ronald on Instagram, who in his profile, he's described himself as the Australian Stephen Hawking. So we're talking to a pretty smart guy here.
Okay.
He said when he was younger, he ate pasta for a week.
Pasta for a week? That's not bad.
Just pasta, no sauce.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Plain.
Yeah.
He's already beaten my streak, but my streak is pretty unhealthy currently.
Okay.
I'll share it up next.
What, you're in a current food streak?
I'm in the streak.
Oh, my God.
And I could keep going.
All right.
Maybe with the help of a sponsor. I don't know.
133353. How long did you eat the same thing for? How many times? Are you on a food streak? 133353. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's the church unguarded moment. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We'll be asking if you're at Woodstock very soon. I know it's a long shot, but hopefully you're out there.
Were you there? I want to know about food streaks, Tom. 133353. How long have you eaten the same thing for?
In a row.
I'm on a streak on the weekend.
I told you not to go streaking on the weekend.
I'm keeping it in. I've been eating. So on Sunday, right, I had a few drinks, and so I felt like a burger. I had a craving for a burger. Got a Benny's burger. Ever had a Benny's burger?
Love a Benny's burger.
I think it's Shannon Bennett, a famous chef who's doing a nice sort
called
of...
called the Ethical Burger.
Gourmet burger. Yeah, Ethical, yeah. So it was good. It was what I wanted on a Sunday. Monday came around, lunchtime. I was like, you know what? Still got that burger fix. Had another burger on Monday.
Who did you go to this time?
3121.
Oh,
which is a postcode in Richmond.
Oh, cool.
That's what it's called. And that was a good burger.
Okay.
3121. They've been voted up there with some of the best burgers in town.
Okay. In Melbourne.
And then today I just figured, you know what? I'm on a streak. Let's keep it going.
No, you can't.
And got some Uber Eats of Nando.
Nando.
I got a Nando.
You got a Nando?
I ate one Nando and I thought, you know what? I won't get Nando's. It's too much.
No.
But I'll get a Nando.
Hang on, but you got a burger and chips. So is that Nando's?
And a Coke. Yeah, I got Nando's. Just trying to cover up my slip of the tongue. I got Nando's. So that's three in a row. Pretty keen to keep it going.
You're on a burger blowout.
I really am. But can you tell from the figure? Hopefully not. No?
Ollie.
Good. Okay.
Mate.
Do I look?
You're letting yourself slip, aren't you?
Oh, no. I've done it.
Let's not get into body fitness.
How long can I go, do you reckon? Before I start to feel like
a
slob.
Well, it depends. Do you want to keep going?
Well, I easily could.
Because it's not impressive unless you've done, I reckon, 10 days of burgers. If you've done 10 days of burgers, you're like, whoa, that's a lot of burgers.
Okay. All I'm saying is if some local business was to offer up a burger for tomorrow, I would eat it.
Okay.
And then again on Thursday.
So you continue the burger streak going.
For as long as I get fed burgers, I will keep it going.
Don't do the power of radio for your burger streak, mate.
Mate, the power of radio is powerful, but it's not about that. It's about the burgers. Anyway. And let's give a bit of shine and spotlight to the burgers.
Okay, 1-3-3-5-3. How long did you eat the same thing for in a row? We're talking food streaks. Rob, how'd you go?
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are you? Love the show.
Thanks, Rob. Feeling a bit sluggish, but that's okay. That's just my habits.
What did you? How much did you eat? Good. What did you do?
Yeah, 4 days straight, lunch and dinner, green chicken curry. How did you love it?
Oh. 4 days of lunch and dinner.
What were they? What were your guts like?
Yeah, it was wet wipes after the second day.
Okay. Why did you do it?
Dinner time.
Oh, I just made too much, and no one in the house could handle the heat, so someone's got to do it.
You hero.
Brilliant. I love it.
What a man. Benjamin, what did your food streak entail?
Well, I went to America for 21 days, so all I ate was cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza?
For 21 days straight.
There's no way.
Is that all they have in America? I haven't been.
Oh, I'm just really fussy.
Yeah, as a 15-year-old boy, Benjamin, or man, I should say, young man, you're eating cheese pizza for 15 days. What were your guts like?
Oh, I spent hours on the bathroom.
Good. On the bathroom.
He made it. He made it radio worthy, so that's good. I spent hours on the bathroom.
Yeah, you can't say toilet, Benjamin. We wouldn't have that.
Dean, your food streak.
Yes, mate. Over 12 weeks, eating the same smoko every day.
No. What? For 12 weeks, what did you eat?
Yeah, every day it was a tiger roll with a boiled egg, ham, and an apple cake, four fried dim sums with soy sauce washed down with a 600ml chocolate Big M.
Oh, mate, that's
you are a picture of health.
You wouldn't have it any other way.
Does that get you charged up for the day's work?
Yeah, that's smoko. Yeah. Lunch varied, but it was usually the same smoko for 12 weeks.
That's your smoko, and you have more for lunch.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Are you a big boy?
No, not really.
Wow. How does your body digest that many carbs?
Oh, you burn it easy at work. Yeah.
Tom, are they empty carbs, what you're hearing there from Dean?
I would call them an empty carb.
An empty carb. What is an empty carb, Tom? You're the expert.
I do not know.
Yeah, but you claim to throw those words
around. I
just
know that there's great carbs.
Yeah.
And ones that are a bit empty.
Poke bowl, probably good carbs.
Great carbs. Your brown rices.
Oh.
Your sweet potatoes, great carbs. They call them complex carbohydrates.
Well, there you go, Dean. Cut out those dim sims and those battered salves.
John, what are you eating in a row? What's your food streak?
Potatoes.
Just potatoes?
Yeah, potatoes in multiple ways.
You are
baked, mashed, in rosties, as a salad. And in my early 20s, going through a rough patch for pretty much 3 months. Potatoes.
Rough patch financially.
Yeah.
Jeez, that is grim, John.
Yeah, and it's good when you go to the supermarket and put things through as potatoes, and then you're going, oh no, that actually is my shopping. You know,
yeah.
I'm not stealing
There's
anything.
No gags there.
No, I'm not putting cheeses through as potatoes. I'm actually just buying
bags. Your condoms through as potatoes. Large potatoes. actually potatoes.
Yeah. Good bit. 1-3-3-5-3. What's your food streak? How long did you eat the same thing for? Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call. We have questions. Californication, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We'll ask for your investment advice for what cryptocurrencies we should invest in to hold our end of year party. They're all rides on that $2,500. All thanks to CoinSpot.
I've just seen some quality A Current Affair, Tom. Vintage A Current Affair doing some great work on our public transport system with a sting where they have a woman dressed up, I think, in a fake pregnancy, a fake baby suit, to see if anyone on the train gives up their seat for her with hidden cameras. God, it's good stuff, isn't it? And the shocking results are, Tracy, that only 1 out of 4 people gave me a seat. Thank you so much for wasting everyone's time.
Food streaks is what we're asking on 1-3-3-5-3. How long did you eat the same thing for? Ollie, you're on a burger streak currently of 3 days, which is pretty dismal.
No, it's a small streak, but it can grow.
I suppose it's an expensive streak.
I'm still on the streak. Expensive for the wallet and for my body. Mm. Not great for your health to have burgers every day, but
when are the cops going to come out and tackle that streak to the ground?
My streaking?
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
They'll catch me.
No, it's
a gag, yeah?
No, I was using that as an analogy to say, when will the streak end?
Will the cops stop me? They won't, but will I stop myself?
I was using the cops as an analogy to say when. Don't worry.
Yeah,
hey, right. Jason, how are you going?
Good stuff. How you going, fellas?
Well, abysmally. But what's your food streak?
Mate, I've been eating the same 6-inch Subway sandwich probably since about June, July last year. I've tried everything in the food court and nothing tickles me fancy, mate, except for that.
What do you get? What are you getting your sub?
It's a veggie patty, toasted with tasty cheese. I get some capsicum, spinach, jalapenos, and pickles and onions, and some Southwest sauce. It's all good.
Eat fresh.
And are you still enjoying it?
Mate, I don't think I'm going to change it. I think I'm going to just have it every single day and probably turn into a Subway.
Yeah, be a Jared.
I don't think I've ever had anything else but chicken teriyaki at Subway.
Don't be Jared, obviously. you haven't had a chicken teriyaki?
I haven't had anything but chicken teriyaki.
Oh, really? I'm a meatballs
Subway
kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had anything else, though?
Love sucking down those big meatballs, big saucy balls.
Are you listening to my questions, Ollie?
I have had chicken teriyaki.
So you do order different things.
I've tried. I don't go to Subway much.
James on 133353. Food streaks. What's how long did you eat the same thing for?
Sorry. Egg, bacon, cheese roll for 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, for morning tea, still going.
Isn't it boring?
Every now and then it does get boring, but you know. Can't beat an egg, bacon, cheese roll, mate. You can't go wrong. It's like a 4-in-20 pie.
Yeah, you can't beat a lot of things, but every day does ruin it a bit.
I love the idea, James. You're finding it boring, but you're just perfunctory eating this bacon and egg roll. Just like, get it down.
Just change it up a little bit. Just put a potato cake inside it.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Good work, James.
2 years. They're coming through on Facebook as well, Ollie. Johnny said he ate 3 weeks of only meat pies. Scurvy, he said that he had. Stacey said her fiance and her ate cheese toasties for a fortnight for lunch and dinner, which is pretty insane.
It usually comes from poverty. And I mean, no offense, but I mean, our mate Miles was eating chicken sandwiches for days and days because that's all he could afford.
Matt, your food streak on 133353.
I've been having a ham and cheese toasted sandwich for lunch for the last 15 years.
Oh, my
God. No.
Matt, what, at home or you take it to work?
No, this is at work, and it's not just the same thing. It needs to be cooked for exactly 7.5 minutes.
No!
Exactly right.
No. That is the one thing about when you have a lot of food, like, repetitively, you do hone the skill, don't you?
That's exactly right. It's become a legend around my office now. People don't even question my toasted sandwich.
Actually, they know exactly how. I mean, I've made scrambled eggs for the last couple of months now, to be honest.
So really? For brekkie?
Yeah, honestly, it's a bigger streak.
Oh, my God.
And like Matt there, you do get that sense of perfection when you get it right again. You go, I've done it again. I've nailed it. And you just feel good about yourself.
Jeez. Well, we've clocked it with Matt. 15 years. That is just so sad.
Ham and cheese toasties are pretty good.
Yeah, it's just sad, though. Ollie, up next, I want to tell you about how excited I am to have a new housemate.
All right, I'll listen.
I'm excited because of these emails we've been sending back and forth. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Hendrix with Foxy Lady. We chucked that one on because we want to ask, in about 5 or 10 minutes' time, were you at Woodstock? Did you see Hendrix live play Foxy Lady? I'll be interested to see if anyone was actually, who's listening actually.
They'd be an old codger by now.
They would be an old codger, but I'm excited for the long shot. It is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. That's why we'd ask that. But Ollie, in my private life, I've actually been kicked out of my house. So I've been doing some house hunting.
Oh, no. Can we joke about it? Can we laugh at you? Or is it still raw?
Yeah, no, you can definitely. You can definitely. What do you want to do?
Well, I mean, now you
you
and your American boyfriend, Seth, you're both homeless now. So it's not really funny. It's more just a grim fairy tale, isn't it? So are you going to go to his hostel? Is that what you're going to do?
All right, you finished? Because I'm not going to laugh at it.
Well, I can laugh myself, but it doesn't sound very cool.
How about this? So I'm moving in with a consultant and a lawyer. A couple of consultants and a lawyer.
Okay.
So it's a very, like, business household.
It's a shark household, mate.
And you know what I'm like? I love regimented systems. I love making things in order. I love making things fair when it comes to households.
Anal retentive, yes.
Well, don't call me anal. But Belle, who I'm going to be moving in with, which is very interesting because our producer's name is Belle.
Two bells in your life.
It's going to be two bells in my life. It'll be Belle City. It'll be Hell's Bells.
Ring those bells.
Belle emailed me, housemate Belle, and she sent me a massive email with things like, all right, move-in date, what's good for you? Rent, here's exactly how much it's going to cost. Rent from the move-in date, we'll make sure that you pay for that pro rata amount. Bond, bills, lease. So
boring, but so what's the point is she's very regimented. That's good for
you. Very regimented. And now, being me, I sent back an email being like, oh, you're speaking my language.
Oh, loving these details, these admin details.
So I do a reply, Ollie, and with the reply, I grab the quoted email below and I copy and paste sections and answer them. You know how you can grab the quoted section and then answer it?
You're answering it question by question.
Question by question by using the quoted content.
It's like a reference point, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going, loving this. This is great. Anyway, get an email back this afternoon from Belle just going, oh, your email is giving me jitters, Tom. Can't wait to share a cleaning roster with you. So all I can say, it's going to be a very clean, regimented, and law-abiding household.
Can you guys host a party? Because it sounds like it's going to be a fun household. Get me there ASAP.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, one of the ideas we've had on the board for quite a while.
You don't know.
And they're the best ones. They've marinated, you know, we've thought about it. And tonight's the night to ask it. Were you at Woodstock?
Oh.
Were you at the bloody greatest festival that apparently the world's ever seen? You know, you hear it's in folklore. People talk about it like, oh, it was this crazy thing where it was meant to, you know, have 10,000 people and 500,000 people rocked up and did a whole lot of fun things together to this song and got loose in their wellies. Very muddy affair, apparently.
Yeah, well, it was raining.
Yeah, it rained a lot.
Yeah, it rained heaps.
Got some stats here, but we'll get to those in a minute. Look, the point is, I'd love to hear from someone. I know it's a long shot.
It's a massive long shot.
It's really hard. And if no one calls up, then, you know, boo-hoo, and boo-hoo. We move on. But 133353, were you at Woodstock? We'd love to hear from you. Tell us what it was like.
Come on.
By my maths, you've got to be 65, I think, is how it would work.
Come on, make this long shot happen. 133353, were you at Woodstock? Right now, Zombie. Bad Wolves, something to get you up about.
Yeah, here we go.
It's brand new music. Of course, a cover here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's the cover of the Cranberry song, Zombie, Bad Wolves, new music, Triple M. By the way, we were asking if you're on a food streak. Dan on Facebook said that he's been eating a tub of yogurt, an apple, a banana, and two muesli bars for Smoko for 7.5 years, every single day.
Well, it's better than Dean, who was having four dim sims, what was it, a pie or some scroll or something?
A tiger roll with a boiled egg and ham.
I think the yogurt's a better option long term.
Yeah, and an apple and a banana. Well done to Dan. You are with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. We'll ask for your investment advice soon for our interview party.
Huge long shot here, Tom. Huge long shot. But we wanted to hear from someone who was at Woodstock. You hear about it all the time. The Fable Festival from 1969. You had the likes of Jimi Hendrix. Joe Cocker performed that magical version of I Get By With A Little Help From My Friends.
Oh, did he do that?
Yes, I think Janis Joplin was there.
Yeah, of course.
And then probably many more artists that I don't know. But, The Who as well. 32 acts in total. And almost 1 million people rocked up. 400,000 people. Hugely overrun. You'd just love to hear from someone who was there. Because you hear people go, oh, you know, it would have been great.
Wouldn't it be good?
Maybe it was a bit shit. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that be nice to hear someone call up and go, I was there. I actually had a bad time.
I've never heard of Bert Sommer.
Oh, was he playing?
He was on day one.
He must have been at midday. Guys, Bert Sommer's on. Everyone rushed to the stage.
He's a Triple J on Earth act or something.
He's having a crack at him.
Yeah, well done. Jefferson Airplane played.
Just out of school.
Ooh, and Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR.
You love those guys,
love
Tom.
Love CCR.
Down on the corner, out in the street.
Yeah, nice.
But hang on. We had no one on the phone, but we've just got, at the last minute, John, a guy called John.
What?
John, you're at Woodstock.
Yeah, I was there. It was a wonderful time. There was sets and mud, music.
You say sets? What? You said there were some sets?
No, sets.
Sex.
Sex. You know, sex. Sex.
Yeah, sex. Music.
I remember when I had sex. It was good. And it was awesome. I saw Bruce Willis was there. Bruce Willis played with a band called Loose Bruce.
Are you serious, John?
Yes, he was there and he played. And
he wouldn't be alive back in 69.
Bruce Willis was very young and he was there and the band was called Loose Bruce. And I remember Janis Joplin. I had sex with Janis Joplin there.
Okay. You had,
okay, Crazy John.
It's crazy.
Is this Crazy John?
Oh, how'd you know?
Oh, he's got us. He's bloody got us.
What?
He's tricked us.
This is the most terrible idea you've ever had, Ollie.
I'm a pranker.
Because Crazy John is the only person that called up. You're like, let's put Crazy John on the air.
He fooled me.
Did he?
Yeah.
I did have sex with Janis Joplin. Okay.
Is that why? No, okay. She's not alive anymore, so she can't defend that claim.
You've gone for the long shot, and the long shot has been quite a short shot.
Hey, high risk, high reward, Tom. and the reward wasn't there. I admit it. And I'm sorry that we let Crazy John on air again. That's the last time. That was the last time.
Okay,
we have said it before, but that's the last time
Brilliant.
Crazy John gets on air.
Brilliant.
But where is your kazoo? Because that was nice of him to give you a kazoo.
I don't. It's over here. I don't want.
Give it a play.
Okay, hang on.
Where? Oh, it's actually there on the whiteboard. Give Noiseworks a little intro on your kazoo from John. Yeah, a bit louder. All right, this is Noiseworks. Take me back. Triple M, accompanied by Tom Bainbridge on the kazoo. Up next, we're talking cryptocurrencies. If you're an expert, hang around. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Take me back. Noiseworks, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. A kazoo solo at the start as well, which was a bit strange.
Bravo, Tom.
I don't know what that was about, but you are with Tom and Ollie. We have questions on Triple M. But it's about time that we just reward everyone with a bloody end of year party.
Tom, we're working hard asking the questions. You're working hard answering the questions.
Yep.
It's a real, not duopoly, sort of symbiotic system.
Symbiotic, yeah, relationship.
Yeah, like, I mean, we'd be the rhino and you guys are the little birds that jump on our backs and get a free ride, but you also pick the nits out of our back.
You know, we're the shark. Everyone's scared of us. But you guys are the little fish that swim underneath and feed off the plankton. No, I'm thinking of a whale.
Anyway, Tom, the point is we're having a party, and this is the best part here. Have a listen to this thing that just sells it all. Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies at Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
Oh, brilliant.
That's right. Leighton Hewitt will be there giving his best come-ons.
Come on!
Love that stuff there, and hopefully that gets you excited. It tells half the story. We are investing in cryptocurrency.
Well, CoinSpot gave us $2,500 to invest. Mm. That's what they've done. They've gone, let's chuck an extra zero on the money that you guys have invested.
Yep.
Chuck $2,500 onto the cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum and Dash and all this kind of stuff. Mm. And see what we can come up with by the end of the year. Because it could be the party of the year.
Well, it could be a huge budget. The reality is we have got no cash of our own. So all the budget is relying on is this crypto investment going well. And if it does go well, we could get, 1,000 people to come along if it skyrockets.
Ollie, last year I invested $100 in cryptocurrencies. I had Ripple, Dash, Digibyte and Bitcoin. I turned my $100 into $240.
Come on, indeed. That's you've doubled your money. Double in a bit, which is strong from you. I invested my own money heavily, $500 of my own, plus the $100.
Yeah.
So I turned $600 into an impressive $900. Which isn't as good as your figures, though. So I'm leaning towards trusting your advice, but I know that you're a novice as well.
All right, here's the thing. Look, we're novices at the cryptocurrency market.
I thought it was just Bitcoins. There are other coins.
There's heaps.
There's other coins,
there's
Tom.
There's like thousands of digital currencies.
So we are hacks and we need your help. What do we invest in?
What cryptocurrencies should we invest in? I mean, it's your party. You're going to be invited. So you should have a say in where the money goes. Where should we put this money?
Don't say Bitcoin. I haven't got faith they're going to actually go that well financially. I'm not sure about that.
See, I think
you think we should
be putting $2,500 on Bitcoin.
Okay.
Of course, from Kennedy Malloy's The Best Drive Show in the Country.
Mm.
But unfortunately, Bitcoin isn't listed
right
on CoinSpot. Which, again, look, Paul from CoinSpot, I mean,
should have some
Bitcoin
some
on
Bitcoins,
there. But
yeah.
Look, there's only 100 and I get it. It's tough.
Yesterday, we asked you guys to do some research into Bitcoins, Bitcoins rather.
That was your homework. And as every teacher would say, has everybody done their homework?
Great. Well, get it out because up next, we're coming around and we're checking.
133353. What should we invest in for the party of the year?
This cash needs to be turned into even bigger cash to get you at the party. So please help us out.
I mean, take it from Leighton Hewitt. 133353. What should we invest in? This is Rat Cat.
Rat Cat. That ain't bad.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. That ain't bad. Rat Cat. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. We'll ask if you've been to a themed wedding or if you've had a themed wedding very soon. It is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. So that's what we'll be asking very soon. But we're very excited to be hosting an end-of-year party.
Jeez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end-of-year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end-of-year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Yeah. Triple M. Massive thanks to CoinSpot.
Yeah, that's right.
For chucking in $2,500.
Hashtag good vibes only, Tom. Good vibes only at this party. It's going to be a ripper.
That's if we make money.
It's early days. Look, we need to make some cash. The party could be an absolute flop. Yeah. It might involve a couple of slabs down at the local park. But I'm okay with that.
Doesn't matter.
But HR doesn't love that idea. But if all goes well and we can invest this currency with CoinSpot and make it boom, go chick chick boom like that chick in that viral video, then we'll be laughing all the way to the bank and to the party. Mm-hmm. So our question now is, where do we invest? We're not experts, Tom. I wish I was an expert.
God, no.
And so we've asked you to give us your advice.
I did double my money.
You doubled your cash. So in your portfolio, Tom, that you have in your digital wallet, my friend, what is your highest performing coin before we go to the calls?
I think it was Bitcoin. I think I bought $5 worth of Bitcoin and they're now worth $22.
Okay.
Which is pretty good. I also bought some Ripple.
And your theory
I think Ripple was probably the biggest climber. Right. I think I probably invested about 50 to 80 bucks and it's now at 156.
Okay. So was your theory with Bitcoin that people just mistook it for Bitcoin?
Correct.
And it seems to have worked.
Yeah.
Look, that's some layman's investing there. We're doing layman's investing all the time, but we need your help to bite the bullet. This week, we want to use that cash and get it into some crypto. Let's hear from Jeff. What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, Bitcoin Cash seems to be the word on the street.
Ah, Bitcoin Cash. Now, how is this different to original Bitcoin, Jeff, for those of us that don't know?
Is it cash?
Well,
cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, that's right. Well, from what I know, it's a fork off Bitcoin.
Right.
And it's used as electronic cash, peer-to-peer payments.
Okay.
So blockchain and all that stuff.
blockchain technology. Yeah,
it's all about the blockchains these days, isn't it?
That's it.
Secure platforms.
Do you know
No idea.
You don't know what that is?
No. What's blockchain?
It's basically...
All I know is that cryptocurrencies are based on blockchain, but I don't know what that is.
Blockchain simply means that there's not one unified ledger in one place. That ledger is on thousands of systems at the exact same time, so that it can't be destroyed if there's...
Sorry, I mean, I don't get that. But okay, I trust you, Jeff. So Jeff's saying Bitcoin Cash.
Bitcoin Cash is currently trading at $1,174.
That means nothing, Tom. We need trends. We need to rely on the trends.
Right, okay.
So can you get us a yearly trend?
Okay.
Because I know Jack's got some other advice. Jack, what do you think we should go for?
Sorry, Producer Bell's just talking to Jack. So
Jack's giving some illegal advice. we can't hear Jack.
All right, we can't hear Jack. What was Jack calling up about, Producer Bell? Why can we go to him?
He just had to go.
Oh, God.
We shouted for too long. What was he saying?
Ripple. Invest in Ripple.
Well, Tom and I got Ripple, so that's the common one. Was he pretty enthusiastic or did he seem smart?
Yeah, he's young, but he has invested in Ripple.
He's young.
And he's got over a grand of it now.
You know we never trust young people, Bill.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know
about
that.
He's my age, so rude.
He's your age, exactly right. So I'll refer to, I've got a monthly trend of Ripple, which was a big one when we were investing, Tom.
Mm.
That's gone from 0.90, whatever that means. Probably that's just a generic value. So 0.9 down from, this is April, it's gone down to 0.6 over the month. So 0.9 to 0.6. It's dropping. That could mean it's a good time to invest because it's dropped.
Well, Bitcoin Cash in the last 30 days, that was at $1,169 and it's now trading at $1,176. But it did have a peak in the middle there of $1,800.
Okay.
So there's a difference of $700 in there.
All right.
It's gone up
and down. Those numbers just wash through my brain like a sieve. But so has it gone down or up?
It's pretty much stayed the same.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, that's all right, isn't it? I mean, I don't know, but is it all right? I don't know. Is it?
Jesse on 133353, what should we be investing in?
Fellas.
Yeah, good, mate.
We're at a loss, Jesse. Are you an expert?
A couple of novices.
Ethereum.
Oh, yeah.
it's made me a fair bit of money, fellas, so yeah, jump on.
Yeah, okay. I'm just laughing.
How much money have you made?
I was up to about 300 grand there at one stage, but she's dropped down a little bit now.
I haven't
pulled any out yet. It's still in there.
Ethereum is the second most popular one, and I did invest in some Ethereum.
$678 it's currently trading for. In the last 24 hours, it's gone down 3.5%. And in the past 30 days, we've seen a trend that's gone up and down, but it is up a little bit. It's at 678 currently, and in 30 days ago, it was at 614.
Right. Well, look, a lot of suggestions here. I did love how producer Bell spelt Ethereum there, Otherium, which was quite cute.
Probably the last one here. James, what should we invest in?
Mate, invest in NEO because you get gas as well. So you get two cryptos for the price of one.
You get gas?
Yeah, so gas is another crypto. So you get that and it's like getting free cash for just owning the NEO.
Okay, NEO is currently trading at number 7 on the crypto charts.
Yep.
If we were looking at it with music. Okay. All right, there's a lot to talk about here, Ollie.
Tom, we'll put our heads together as the Real Brains Trust.
Yeah.
And look, that sounds all pretty expected. Ethereum, popular. Bitcoin Cash, sounds reliable. It's got Bitcoin in it. Ethereum, Ripple, all good stuff. NEO, that sounds cool.
Yeah. It's really a roll of the dice, so I think that's what we need to be doing. Tomorrow night, we'll invest. For sure.
If you are an expert, still time to get in touch, either on the phone or on Facebook at Tom and Ollie.
Yeah. That's Ollie with a Y. Please get in touch. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, that's how long we'll be partying for, all night long.
Hopefully, if the money comes through.
If the money comes through, we are having an end-of-year party, all thanks to CoinSpot. They've chucked in $2,500. We're going to invest that into cryptocurrencies, which are like these digital currencies online. Mm. And Nick on Instagram is saying, get some EOS and some Zilliqa. He does cryptocurrency full-time, so I'm thinking we should take his advice. But Ollie, I feel like...
More advice. On Facebook, Paul said, Litecoin is going to the moon. So that emotive language does sway me. When I imagine the coins going to the moon, I think, I've got to get some.
Here's the thing. We'll invest properly tomorrow night, but I'm thinking that it really is all down to lady luck when it comes to cryptocurrencies.
Who's that?
So I'm thinking that tomorrow night we'll have to devise a game that'll allow us to choose which cryptocurrencies to put where.
You want to put it to chance?
I want to put this thing to lady luck.
Mate,
because
did I tell you clearly enough that Paul said Litecoin is going to the moon, my friend? It's going to the moon. That's pretty high.
You know what I mean, though. So tomorrow night, we'll invest heavily. And if you want to get your cryptocurrency on...
Like a spinning wheel.
Yeah, like the spinning
wheel. Like a spinning wheel, and we have a slice of pizza for each one.
Something like that.
Darts? We've got darts here.
Great idea. Make sure you message us at Tom and Ollie on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. That's Ollie with a Y. Up next, we're talking themed weddings.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, mate, still so much to come. We have questions here.
And Beat
Tom
the
Bums
is going to be played as well.
Well, yes, I was just looking for...
Beat the Bum is a game where you must get yourself out of a sticky fart scenario.
Oh, don't say sticky.
Involving, a fart that is errant and naughty. You got the opener? Mate, don't worry about it, Tom. Stop stressing.
Oh, mate, it's...
I can see you're stressing.
It's too much fun, though.
You're stressing. Beat the Bum. You feel better now?
Oh. Yeah. We'll play that very soon.
Very soon, Tom. Now, with all this royal wedding stuff going on over the weekend, Tom, pretty hard to avoid. You might be thinking, geez, weddings are traditional and they, you know, that all the same things are always done. The white dress and the sermon from the charismatic African-American pastor.
The man and woman.
The man and woman. I mean, traditional. But not anymore. You know, there are options now.
Thank God.
But no, jokes aside, Tom, seriously,
thank God.
Don't thank God. He isn't helping you. Weddings, that wedding aside, things are changing. Things are changing dramatically.
And dramatically.
And dramatically and drastically. I've discovered one of the weirdest themed weddings you've ever heard of. Audio of it. You have to hear it. I don't want to be too mean about these people, but it is hilarious what they've done.
Up next, this theme wedding will shock you.
And wedding traditions out the door.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Stick around. Hunters and collectors, do you see what I see? It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll be playing...
Beat the Bum.
Very soon. Can't wait to see the return of that game.
Tom, I was doing some research last week around the royal wedding on ABC News, my favourite news source, trustworthy news source.
Mine's Triple M News, but that's fine.
Okay. Good on you. And it turns out that weddings are changing with the times. I thought it was all, you know, traditions are keeping intact. The royal wedding was full of your traditional things, you know.
Was it? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, well, it kind of was. I mean, the bride rocked up in her big white gown, and that was a big thing. And
the father of the bride wasn't there?
That was controversial, but the veil and all that. It turns out, though,
yeah.
Forget about the royal wedding, because people are doing things differently these days.
Oh, what?
There are some things like the old garter toss, which I wasn't aware of. The garter toss is the inverse of the flower toss or the,
correct,
the bouquet toss.
Yeah, the groom gets the garter off with his teeth. Usually.
Is this a thing?
Yeah,
I haven't been to enough weddings.
Are you serious?
I've only been to my mum's wedding and like a handful of other ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would be confusing for you because, I mean, how many weddings has she had? Because you've had about 15 dads.
She's had
so your
one
mum's had about 15 weddings.
With my stepfather. And do not make out like my mum is some kind of busy woman getting about town.
Were you a bastard child?
You cannot say that on air.
Can't you?
No, it's horribly offensive.
Is it?
But yes, I'm like Jon Snow.
Jon Snow, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like the reference. I don't like the term bastard child.
Well, fair enough. I didn't know that, and I'm sorry if I've offended you.
No worries. Anyway, so the point was garter toss out of the way.
Yeah. So the man gets the garter off and then tosses it in the air.
You've seen a man get in his knees and bite off the garter.
Bites off the garter and then tosses it over his shoulder, just like the bride does with the bouquet.
Yeah. So men can. Who's the next man getting married? Look, things are obviously changing with same sex marriage these days. A lot of uncertainty for us straight men who are clinging on to tradition.
Shut up, mate.
No, what I'm saying is that a lot of wedding organisers now can't assume most things. They have to go in with an open mind, a blank slate, if you will, and go, so, who are you marrying? What's his or her name? What are we going to do with the flowers? Who's going to be at the bridal party? But one of the weirdest things I found in this article was a themed wedding, and I want to get into themed weddings on 133353 because finally. I heard this... On the same article was a visual clip of what I would call a pirate wedding.
Okay.
Have a listen and picture in this video Jack Sparrow-esque costumes with the bride and groom and everyone else is there.
Does ye take this feisty wench to be yar lawfully wedded best mate?
Yar.
Mariana. Does ye consider the offered bargain to be sound and take this wayward scallywag to be yar lawfully wedded best mate? Yar. I do, yar.
Super, super funny, Tom. But, you know, I can't imagine pitching that to my girlfriend, Sarah, who, you know, we have discussed weddings, of course. She's big into the idea and... That would never fly. A themed wedding
itself would never fly.
Yeah. And so I wanted to hear any stories that are out there of themed weddings. How do they go down? I think we heard of a Game of Thrones wedding last year at some point in the show. You'd love to hear of, I mean, any theme at a wedding is clunky in a way.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to hear about it. 133353. Pirate weddings, Game of Thrones weddings.
Oh.
You had a photo of a Shrek wedding.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, that's a dream come true. 133353, have you known of a themed wedding? Or did you have one yourself? Mm. I know that there's barnyard weddings now. 133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Nirvana, heart-shaped box. Difficult to store things in because they don't really fit perfectly in it.
Well, your heart's small and empty, so you could probably fit something in it. Anyway.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Themed weddings, Tom. We're chatting about themed weddings. So, get involved. You can be involved in this now. So it's worth you investing in this at least for a second. Mm. Because you know what? The average wedding is boring. Forget about the white dresses. Forget about suits. Why not have a pirate wedding?
Oh.
Like these crazy lunatics did in New Zealand, Tom.
Let's play it again.
Does ye take this feisty wench to be yar lawfully wedded best mate?
Brilliant. I mean, it's brilliant.
Well, why not? And you're never going to regret that. And when you show your grandkids the photos of that wedding and they say, why are you dressed like Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean? You will say, because I love my partner so much and he wanted to.
Well, this was a Pastafarian wedding, which is like this crazy religion, which is about saying that, you know, there's no more pirates because of global warming and...
Is that what they're talking about?
There's like a big sea monster and stuff. It's full on.
Pastafarian, I thought it was a combination of just pasta and Rastafarian.
What's just like, Rastafarians that like to eat pasta?
Jamaicans eating pasta.
420 bar, a few munchies or something.
I don't know. I was confused. But 133353, if you've had a themed wedding or been to a themed wedding, I'd love to hear your stories. Let's go to Richard. What was your wedding, Richard?
Evening, gents. I had a Cowboys and Indians wedding.
No. Yeah.
Was that when you were 5 years old?
No, I was about 35, I think.
Okay, 35. Wow. And so what were you dressed as?
I was dressed as the sheriff. Sheriff of the town. Yeah,
big man that you are, yes.
Yeah. And the wife was dressed as Pocahontas.
That's not even a... Yeah, okay. Was it good?
Yeah, it was a fucking blast. Oh, sorry, it was a blast. Yeah,
a freaking blast.
A freaking blast.
Yeah,
exactly
freaking
right.
Blast. Big bonfire. Everyone dressed up. You know, a bit of cap guns going when we got married and said the vows.
Yeah.
That was good. Lamb on a spit. It was very good.
Bit of slave labor involved in that, or you steered clear of all that?
No, sick.
You steered clear. Yeah. No, keep it light. Yeah. Keep it moving.
So you'd recommend a theme wedding to others then?
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, I wasn't really into the whole, as you say, the white dress and society saying how we should do things. We'd had a couple of kids, so we just decided to have a big old party and make that party a bit more formal by getting married.
And those photos are still on the wall? Like, you don't regret them every time you walk past them?
There are no photos on the wall, mate. No.
Can you send us a photo, Richard, on our page or post it to our page on Tom and Ollie?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'd have to find one. To be honest, yeah, as I say, we don't... We haven't got them up on the wall.
Mate, come on. If you're proud of the wedding, you should have the photos and send one over to Tom and Ollie. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, that's Ollie with a Y on Facebook.
And I'll give it a wow react.
Annette, you've got a themed wedding as well?
Yeah, I have. I got married second wedding in February this year.
Yeah, congrats.
And we did a Hollywood-themed engagement party and made it a surprise wedding.
Oh, nice.
And we had Elvis come and marry us.
Oh, brilliant. Was it good?
It was fantastic. The vows were fantastic. Our Elvis was spot on. He sang a song first.
First?
I had to promise not to step on his blue suede shoes.
Yeah, brilliant.
Good. So what did you dress as, Annette, for the Hollywood theme?
I just went in because I was so busy, but I just dressed in your 50s style, sort of Happy Days type dress.
Yeah.
But my partner had this urge. He wanted to wear a kilt.
Oh.
He'd never want a kilt in his life. He doesn't have any Scottish, but he wanted to wear a kilt. But he wore a kilt and told everyone that he was, some actor. I can't even remember.
Oh, surely it was Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I think it was Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, of course. The other great kilt wearer.
He just wanted to get his willy free, did he, and show it around.
I made him wear, he found tartan underwear, which I made him wear.
No.
Because you were worried that he would get a bit silly, did you, and get it out?
I knew one of his mates would lift that kilt.
Yeah, and no one's up for that.
And you can't ruin the wedding day, even though it is themed with Elvis doing it for you.
Hollywood theme. You can't let their costume ruin it, Tom.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Instant karma. John Lennon.
Tom. What the hell is wrong with you, mate?
I nearly said John Legend.
John Legend. He is also a guy on a piano, but John Lennon is a bit older.
You and Tom and Ollie on
not
Triple
with
M.
us anymore.
Yeah, John Lennon's definitely better. I mean, you don't want to be hearing this song, do you, coming out of Triple M?
Because all of me loves all of you.
John Lennon with All of Me.
Oh, sorry, John Legend.
John Legend.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. Hey, Ollie, coming up, I think it's time that we revisit a game that that's been on the backboard for a while. We played it a couple of weeks in a row, but then for some reason it disappeared into the ether. I think the opener explains everything.
Beat the bump.
Yep. Oh. I always forget that fart's there.
Yeah, you do.
Can I just, and great idea, Tom, bring it back so you can get involved in that in less than 5 minutes. But I just want to say on whilst we're on farting.
Yeah.
I know I mentioned it briefly yesterday.
No, don't mention you.
But it does change things once you've waxed your crack. And I have done that for the show and for science and for learning.
Oh, you did it for yourself.
Trim for, yes, and that's an ongoing thing. But I never did loud farts. But now that I've got no hair,
yeah,
the volume has amped up. The decibels, it's something about the The friction and the skin.
Well,
and
maybe we won't even need the sound effect to be played. It could just be Ollie popping off in the studio.
You might get some authentic fart sounds in 5 minutes' time.
Beat the Bum not far away.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We have questions.
We're back, Tom, with a game that we played a few times a few weeks ago now. It got on the back burner somehow, and that was a mistake. It's time to bring back...
It's got on the back burner and it's ignited.
It's
the Bum.
There it is. Beat the Bum.
133353 if you'd like to be part of this groundbreaking game, or at least seat-breaking.
Now, just a reminder of how it works, Tom. I thought we'd run a trial or a demonstration.
Do you want me to be the caller?
So you'll be playing a caller, and I'll be demonstrating, or I'll be going through a scenario with you. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of an improv challenge for you. I'll throw a scenario to you. You've got to act accordingly, and then deal with the fart when it arrives out of nowhere.
Brilliant.
With aplomb and with composure.
Brilliant.
Okay. Tom, thank you so much for meeting me at work. I want to talk about the show you've been doing with Ollie.
Oh.
Loving the show. It's got its ups and downs.
Thank you, sir.
There are some bad shows. There are some good shows.
Oh, man.
Having said that, I want to offer to you, Tom, the chance to go next level.
What?
I want you to offer the chance to leave Ollie. We've got a slot for you to go on the National Drive show.
Oh, my God.
Tom?
Hmm?
What was that?
That was a cat.
And that is how you lose Beat the Bomb. That would be a fail. What do you mean? That was a cat.
It was a cat. That's the only thing. All right.
Why not say a dog at least?
All right, I failed. Cats all right.
Cats don't
do. I froze. The fart was too awkward for me. 133353. Do you reckon you can get out of an awkward sound effect? Sorry, an awkward fart?
Can you beat that? I mean, cats don't fart that loudly, mate. What cats have you had in your life?
I froze up. 133353, get involved in this game. Brand new Gang of Youths here. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, new music from Gang of Youths called The Heart is a Muscle. Of course, they're ARIA award winning and they're coming back to Australia to tour. So if you do know Gang of Youths, please get them to get in contact with me because I love them and I thrash their album and I cry every time I listen to it. And I just want to interview them on this show and go to their new tour.
We're playing one of our favourite games on a Tuesday, Tom. It's Beat the Bum. It's back. Here it is.
Beat the Bum.
Sneaky one there that just snuck out. We all have those sometimes, don't we? You think you can get one away and no one will hear, but they do.
Can you get out of an awkward, sticky situation?
That's how it works, Tom. I'm going to play out a hypothetical scenario, or not hypothetical. I mean, it's real in the moment.
Mm.
And it's going to be real for Gabriel. Gabriel, hello.
G'day, how you doing?
Good, mate. How are you at improv and thinking on your feet?
Yeah, not too bad, I think.
Yep. Okay.
I like to think.
Well, if you do well, you will win yourself a Triple M prize pack.
And what are you doing tonight, Gabriel?
Oh, I just went to see Nan for her birthday, which was fun.
Oh, what a nice boy. I mean, a nice boy like that would never fluff in front of their granny.
No, well, that actually relates to why I wanted to have a chat with you, Gabriel. So, Tom, why don't you kick off? Gabriel, as you said, you just saw your grandma, mate. And why I've brought you here to this town hall meeting in a private office is to reveal to you personally that you've been put up, Gabriel, to be the Young Australian of the Year.
Oh, you're joking.
Mate, you're an exemplary citizen. You show acts of kindness and compassion like your grandma. I mean, you've done other kind things as well, haven't you?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah, like what comes to mind?
Like when I always let pedestrians cross and they come in front of me. Always waving cars in, letting them merge.
Yeah, okay. Those are almost standards, but I still appreciate that you are a very kind man, and that's why you're going to be up on the podium in front of the whole nation on Australia Day.
Mate. Pretty creaky floorboards in here.
In this building?
Yeah, I was just, I don't know, just walking around, the floorboards creaking under my foot.
Well, it is an old building, the town hall that we're meeting in. You haven't got a gas issue, do you? A private gas issue?
Not Young Australian of the Year, no.
I wouldn't have thought so, Gabriel. It was the floorboards. Well done.
I mean, well done. Well,
Tom, I mean, you were hearing that play out. What were your thoughts?
That was insane. I did actually think, I thought it was a fart at first, but then I had another think and I was like, no, that was floorboards. That was floorboards.
I'm going to get those fixed up. Gabriel, well done, mate. You aren't the Young Aussie of the Year, of course, but you are a good boy nonetheless, saying your grandma.
I thought that was real.
We all thought it was real, mate. It was very convincing from everyone's part.
Well done. You've earned yourself a Triple M prize back.
You can show your grandma that, Gabriel.
Oh, so nice. We're going to hit a double playoff here, Midnight Oil, and then The Offspring, a classic one.
Yeah.
We're going to come back, Ollie.
Beat the bum. How good?
Yeah. Oh. It's great. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Self-Esteem, The Offspring. Before that, of course, was Short Memory, Midnight Oil. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and Naughty After Nine isn't far away. We'll ask, what's the grossest thing you've ever seen in public after a passenger on an airline has done something absolutely insane? But Ollie, we have questions. I just want to ask a question of you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You know my boyfriend, Seth. We've been seeing each other now for a couple of months.
Yes, the Trump campaign manager.
Bloody...
Trump's campaign manager.
No, he's not a campaign manager.
Didn't he run the campaign?
No, not at all.
No, he just voted for him.
Bloody loving the guy at the moment. What, liking the guy at the moment? Sorry.
Oh,
bloody
love the L word's out. Oh, did you hear that? He said love. Who's going to hear that? You love him.
Fake news.
Oh, you love him. No, okay. No, he's lovely. He's lovely. He's very quiet, Seth, but he's a lovely American Colorado boy.
There's so much I like about him. I love, I like how he's, you know, how he's kind of... a bit, you know, shy and like he's really endearing and stuff like that. But
never speaks.
We were talking about favorite songs the other night, and we're lying in bed. And, yeah, I've got the HomePod, so you can ask Siri to, you know, play any song.
Yeah.
I went, actually, Seth, can you ask Siri to play your favorite song? Okay, this is where I just want to play you the song that he played me, and I just want your reaction on this. I want your gut feeling.
Do I know it?
I don't think you'll know it. Okay. It is a country song because he is from country America. He's from Colorado.
Yeah.
From a small town called Greeley. Anyway.
This is the Trump voters, Seth, his favorite song. Yep.
This is called The Underdog by Aaron Watson. Yep. I'm just going to play it from the lyrics here.
Don't you ever let this world push you away. Use your head and keep your feet firmly on the ground.
I know what I was going to say.
If you get knocked down.
Get yourself back up.
Get back up and try again.
Yeah. So I was singing along
as
well.
Is it a children's song?
Listen, listen.
And don't you ever lose that sparkle
in your eye. I could guess this.
Don't bottle up your passion like a jar of fireflies.
What's a jar of fireflies?
If you ever lose sight of your lights and you feel like giving in.
Ready for the chorus?
Here it comes.
You ready for the chorus? Right.
Don't you forget your faith in God above.
Oh, religious?
He's not religious.
Don't you forget. Mom and daddy's love.
I mean, which dad for you?
When you fear, when you fail, when you feel you're gonna fall, follow your heart and always believe in the underdog.
It's slowly turning into my favorite song. For different reasons, though.
By Aaron Watson.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him. It sounds like Keith Urban, though.
It does.
It's got a real urban twang. Lee Kernaghan, if you will. And so that guy's American, obviously.
Always believe in the underdog. I love the message.
Are you worried? Are you worried? Because it's embarrassing. Did you laugh at Seth when he played that song? The way I laughed then?
I didn't laugh. I had to contain my laughter because he's pouring his heart out to me.
But did he come to you earnestly and say, this is my favorite song? Because that is interesting, to say the least.
He just said, this is my favorite song. What do you think? And I was like, it's beautiful.
Because I love underdogs, Tom. And that's why I love Aaron Watson's underdog.
Well,
who the hell is this guy? It's not a thing.
No, he is a thing.
Never heard of him. I'm a DJ. I play a lot of music. I love a lot of kind of music.
No, there'd be fans
never heard of Aaron Watson.
There'd be fans of Aaron Watson, for sure.
Not in Australia. This is Seth's like kooky American music and he's brought it to you. It's cute, but no one's listening to Aaron Watson.
Surely they're out there. 133353, please save me here. Surely there are fans of Aaron Watson.
Oh,
I'm going to put it to the phone.
Let's check up his Spotify numbers. What's he got? Okay, so his biggest song is
Come back. Can we come back with this?
Yeah, okay.
133353, do you know of Aaron Watson and the underdog?
Maybe you've heard Run Wild Horses.
133353, please save me here. With Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Johnny Diesel and the Injectors, Crying Shame. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, there's been a little bit of a red flag in my new relationship, Ollie. like just absolutely loving spending time with Seth, my boyfriend. But when I said, what's your favourite song? And he came up with Aaron Watson's The Underdog. When you fear, when you fail, when you feel you're gonna fall, follow your heart and always believe in the underdog. I kind of had a little bit of a, moment.
It is a red flag. It's a red, white and blue flag as well with plenty of stars on it because it's pretty American.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's his sort of country anthem that he lives his life by, which is gorgeous.
I asked people to save me here, Ollie, and say, is there any other Aaron Watson fans out there on 133353? But
mate, not a soul listening to this show is a fan of Aaron Watson.
What? They don't even love this song. That's Why God Loves Cowboys. That's why God loves cowboys. I mean, who wouldn't love this?
Not in Australia, Tom. Not many fans. I mean, does that bring it home for you that Seth is a bit of an oddball in this sense?
Not at all.
I've got to say, though, I'm a bit of a sucker for country music. And,
really?
And I'm aware that no one's caught up. And I was bagging Seth, but I've had a listen to his number one song on Spotify is called Out of Style. It's got a, you know, I was an old school Taylor Swift fan. This has got that... Country singers are so good at just writing catchy pop stuff. Yeah, pump it up. This has got 10 million listens.
10 million listens on YouTube?
10 million listens on Spotify.
Oh, wow.
And yet, no one in the show is a fan of Aaron Watson. Anyway, I don't mind it. Have a listen.
It's only had 190,000 views on YouTube. Melody is like a memory. You're a long, hot
summer night symphony. Oh, yeah. Blaring on the speakers of my Monte Carlo. How important is the metaphor or the like the analogy when it comes to country music? You're like this, I'm like that. We're going to be okay because you're a good girl.
We're
never
going out of style. Put
your hands in the air.
Riley, you're a fan of Aaron Watson, are you? On 133353?
Tom and Ollie, big fanboys.
Are you a big fan of us or of Aaron Watson?
No, I've never heard of it. I just wanted to call up and say that absolutely.
Oh, good.
I hated it. I thought that was going to be Seth being a fake caller trying to bump up his favourite artist, but no, just a hater of Aaron Watson.
Let's play a little bit more to take us to Naughty After Nine. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Everybody said you never make it too far with some poor boy playing on some pawn shop guitar. You know my crazy dreams were busting at the seams. Just like these old boots and chains. We're never going out of style. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.